my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to this day, Memorial Day here in the United States of America. Thank you, those that have paid with your lives that we might have and enjoy freedom and liberty. God bless those dear families. And I'm just so very grateful to be an American. Oh, yes, we have troubles. We've rejected God and we're paying the consequences. But I still believe that there's great days ahead. Here's a 58-second song. It was recorded on 9/11, the day that this took place in 2001. With these are preachers that are singing at our pastors and workers conference. We were together when the two Twin Towers were struck and the Pentagon. And oh, what a sad day. But they sang that night, God bless America. And then that great song, America, the beautiful. What a great country we live in. I hope you feel that way about your country. America, the beautiful.
America,
It is such a tremendous joy to be with you on this Memorial Day, and I want you to remember that I want you to know that all this week I'm going to speak about some subjects that relate to this country and to leadership and to government. And I'm not going to you say, well, he's going to let them have it. I'm not planning on that. I just want to see biblically what the Bible says. We're going to have to do our part. God's people. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is still in the book. And if we don't do our part, how in the world do we expect America to come back to God? God never promised the nation to a political revival. It's always a spiritual revival with God's people. We're in Romans chapter 10 today. As you turn there, if you have time, I still believe in America.
When I see Old Glory waving in a schoolyard, where children laugh and play and learn of life, I remember those who fought to forge our freedom, and those who'd rather die than lose the fight. But today it seems we take it all for granted, and it's easier to blame and criticize. But I, for one, will stand and pray for healing in our land today. I still believe that freedom's worth the price. I still believe we're the last hope of liberty. I still believe in the promise of the land I love. And I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America.
When I think about the future of this nation, I wonder if the torch will still burn bright, and if each new generation will remember and defend her honor then with all their might.
For I believe that the faith of our fathers is the cornerstone that made this nation great. And we will stand for centuries if we remain upon our knees. I still believe by faith it's not too late. I still believe we're the last hope of liberty. I still believe in the promise of the land I love. And I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America. America.
My Bible says was Paul was brokenhearted over Israel. Brethren, my heart's desire, what's your heart's desire today? Money, gotta have it. They that will be rich fall into temptation and snare of the devil. Money is not the answer. Although, I tell you what, I pray for money every day. I guess any pastor that has a, quote, nonprofit organization, a college, a school, a missions department, a soul winning ministry, Bible distribution, and publications and radio and all these things. It is a day by day. God, give us this day our daily bread. I pray about it every day. And it's huge. It is just huge what it takes to maintain this ministry. But more than money, I need God. And Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer. So there was something pounding in his chest, a heart's desire, and there was a prayer in his heart. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel. And there was a people he loved. And the people were those Israelites. And I love Israel. My heart is so broken for Israel. My heart is so broken over the fact that the nations of the world have turned their back on a country. Oh, they're turning their back on God. They hate God. My brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel, here it is that they might be saved. Now, saved from bombs? Oh, no, that's not what he's talking about. Because he said, I bear the record, and they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And he begins to explain, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and to go about to establish their own righteousness. He begins to talk about the subject of righteousness. And then he said, but if thou shalt confess with thy mouth to the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. And how shall they call upon him in whom they not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh my goodness. He said, it's a subject of salvation. He said, I'm praying that Israel might come to know Jesus Christ. And friend, on this Memorial Day, that is my prayer for the United States of America, whatever country you're listening in, it should be your prayer for your country, that my heart's desire and prayer to God for America is that they might be saved. For Brazil, for Belize, for Chile, for Costa Rica, for Denmark, for Finland, my heart's desire for Germany, for Hungary, and for Holland. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel. Oh, yes, Istanbul, that great city. And my heart's desire is that they might get saved. You can go through the entire alphabet city, country after country, and huge city after huge city. And you look out like Jesus did. And he looked over at Jerusalem, and his heart was smitten because they were like sheep having no shepherd, going to the slaughter. And in America, our children are so, they're not, Disney's bringing them no righteousness. In fact, they've announced exactly the opposite, what they're planning on doing, what they are doing. Disney's not any place for righteousness. And may I say, the schools are no place for righteousness. They're teaching them how to change their bodies and go to the same restrooms. What nasty, dirty, filthy people we are. And governors and legislatures and presidents are making rules that and laws of destroying the home. Well, let me tell you something. I go to bed brokenhearted at night because America has had such a great foundation. But my heart's desire today is that they might be saved. Thank you to the families that your loved ones have given their lives for our freedom. Our Father, today we are grateful for this Memorial Day. And I thank you for the men and women in uniform and those that have retired, and those that have fought, and those that have given their lives. May we protect and pray for America. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.